Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Tuesday, the 18th of November 2025. Today's topic is family and friendship. Our text is taken from Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1 to 9. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And, yea, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Verse 6. Not with eye service, as men pleases, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will doing service, as to the Lord, and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Verse 9. And, yea, masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven, neither is there respect of persons with him. Key verse, Ephesians chapter 6 verses 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. When God created Adam, he put him in a beautiful garden to care for it. It was surrounded by different species of animals, birds, sheep, cows, fishes in the seas, and many more. With all these creatures, there was none among them that Adam could make friend with. He was lonely, and there was no one like him to talk with. God, who is loving and caring, now made Eve to become his wife and friend. This was the beginning of family life and friendship. God's desire for family is that we relate well and promote friendship and love in the family. There are some ingredients that will help to build friendship and family. In a family, there should be love. Parents should love their children unconditionally as God loves us. Children in turn must love and honor their parents / guardians. There should be respect for one another's opinion. Children must be subject to parental control and authority. Also, they must obey their parents, be well behaved, and promote proper family values. Children are to promote peace in the family by living at peace with everyone. Above all, members of the family must surrender to Jesus, the head of every Christian family. Prayer for today. Heavenly Father, help us to build godly family. In Jesus' name, amen. Further reading, Genesis 18 verse 17 to 19. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk Devotional for Kids, visit us at www.sinceremilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.